Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by Robert Hack Diamonds. Mike Clemens reports from Titletown, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I don't feel like when you make a statement like that, that there needs to be, you know, some big response or, you know, feelings hurt or offense that somebody takes with it. If they do, they're taking it the wrong way, because this is a professional environment. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm doing things that I feel like are in the best interest of the team from a leadership standpoint. And if no one else is going to stand up and criticize a bad practice, then maybe I need to be the one to do it.
Okay, from what he said there, it sounds like he was sending a message, but earlier he said he wasn't. Come on, Aaron. You sent a message. They got it. Let's all move on. It's Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Mike Clemens joining us from Green Bay on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hello, Mikey.
Hi, Mike.
How are you, boys? How was the golf outing yesterday?
Oh, it was always a success. It's a major success, yes.
We missed you.
It was hot out there, right?
Well, it always is. It's always hot. Yeah. 6 hours of warm golf, but Michael's won. He shot 38 under par.
Just ask him, huh?
Yeah, no, he shot like 19 under par. He came up and told me right after his outing that what he shot and gave me the highlights. But yeah, it was a good time. Have you ever been in it, or you've always been at training camp?
Yeah, I'm always up here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of these times. Aaron Rodgers called out his teammates or his wide receivers last week, and he talked about it a little bit earlier this week about that he just wants to win. Are you on board with what he did?
Yeah.
All this?
Well, do you think he's a diva?
No.
Most of your listeners think that he's... I mean, there's a lot of negative comments about Aaron Rodgers, who's, you know, what happened to your team when he was down last year? You were on a roll. I thought he was playing his best football ever last September before the Vikings game. And you ended up 7-9, and half the coaches lost their jobs because of it, because they didn't have Brett Hundley ready, and they couldn't fix the problems in the middle of the season to try and, you know, hang on to a better spot and get into the playoffs instead of missing it for the first 10 years. The fact is this. Number one, Aaron Rodgers is not a vocal leader. He's the first to admit it. It was Charles Woodson who gave the White House speech, not Aaron Rodgers, when they went to the Super Bowl. But he does feel he's got to be vocal and step up. And he calls, this isn't like he's just talking to the media and not approaching some of these young players and say, what's going on? You know, he slammed the football on the ground and scolded guys and let everybody know. And he's dropped a few GDs, I've heard, in the huddle. He goes to position coaches. And it's not like he's the 800-pound gorilla. He's who he is. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's in his 14th season, and he's a really smart guy and a smart football player. And he wants to see effort out of guys rather than just jogging through. And there's coaches that make excuses for some of the rookie receivers or the younger players and say, well, they've never gone through this kind of a practice. They're just out of college. They haven't done this in 3 years. Well, nonsense. Effort is effort, and we're so limited. And, you know, the thing is, these players didn't want to go through 2 days and get beat up through their collective bargaining agreement. But now, you know, you're looking at the season, you got 3 games and 3 practices, and it's like, what? Are you kidding me? That's all that I've got left to try and get ready to try and beat 2 division opponents, the Bears and the Vikings, week 1 and week 2. So there's a little bit of tenseness there that's, you guys need to be more familiar. Then you go around the locker room, and you ask a brand new pair of eyes, it's been here 4 months, in Tim Boyle, the quarterback who had a 116.7 quarterback rating and 2 touchdowns the other night against the Titans. I said, Tim, what's it like with Aaron Rodgers in the quarterback room?
It's unreal. I always knew he was, you know, the best in the NFL, But when you get here and you see it in person and how he processes things and how he physically does things, it's on a whole nother level than I thought. So it's, I honestly can't even put into words. He's from a different planet. He really is.
We asked him the other day, what was your first touchdown pass? He said fourth game, 2005 against the Titans.
His recall from all the years, I mean, this happened in 2007 against the Dolphins, and that was, you know, 12 years ago.
Then you go look it up because you think he's pulling your leg.
Oh, his recall, he's a very smart guy. He's probably one of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life. He's very bright and obviously very physically gifted.
It sounds like Mike will see Aaron Rodgers at least a little bit tomorrow night, and then DeShone Kizer and Brett Hundley, obviously they need some time. With Tim Boyle, does he even have a realistic shot at the roster, or is he just a body right now?
Everybody was excited about the way he looked, and now, frankly, we are spending more time paying attention to him because under the lights, he performed really well. I asked McCarthy about that, and he goes, look, he said, both Kizer and Boyle, they did some good things the other night, but they have a long ways to go with, you know, the way you play quarterback for Mike McCarthy. And that's why I also think that this whole thing to get rid of Demaryius Randall, who, by the way, if you're watching Hard Knocks, that guy is doing things where he's making jokes, and Hugh Jackson, the head coach, is coming over and saying, are you guys paying attention to your coach over here? That's exactly the reason why he's no longer in Green Bay. But I think that they really think, like Kizer, as an athlete, he's only 22 years old, but it's going to take them a year to get his footwork and all those other things they like to see done. McCarthy says, you know, I just let them play. I don't scream at them about footwork and that technique stuff that we like at the McCarthy quarterback school while they're playing right now. They're just trying to get the plays down and know where to go with the football. But it takes, it'll take them a year. So I think it's Hundley because he's a known entity to get you through in case Rodgers would go down again for a quarter, a half, or God forbid a couple of games. And they got to keep Kizer on the roster to teach him. Unless somebody gets hurt. You know, Brett Hundley missed a whole preseason one time with an ankle injury, or something else, or Tim Boyle just plays, you know, out of his mind. Here's another thing. Most of these teams in the NFL say they like to see their quarterback, say an average quarterback, like a guy like a Trubisky in Chicago who's working his way up. They want to see 75 snaps in the pregame. But I think Rodgers only had like 25 or 26 last year. Well, that's because he's Aaron Rodgers. But I talked to Mike McCarthy about this yesterday. I said, when it comes to deciding what work you want to see Rodgers do, and I think this is all depending on whether the left tackle, David Bakhtiari, is back from the ankle injury family night and can start and protect Aaron Rodgers, because the backup tackles they've got right now is a problem. I asked McCarthy about the work that you're getting Rodgers in the preseason. How many snaps does he need versus what you get done in practice? And here's what he said.
It's never just one thing. It's not just, hey, we're going to give, you know, there's other things going on around. I mean, it's what we want to get done on a practice field as opposed to the preseason games. I mean, it's, you know, we may look at them the same or we may look at them as different as you or other people, but we put a lot of credence into what we get done on the practice field. Those are very important padded practices, and they're laid out on a flow of practices done for a reason, you know, as far as what drills happen at what time. And it's, you know, it's, I mean, you go back to training camp. I mean, this training camp schedule, the structure, I might complete the training camp schedule third week and third Friday in May pretty much every year because, you know, from that point on, the coordinators, the assistant coaches, we start working on training camp. It's our most important practices of the year. So we're, you know, through May, through June, and then, you know, do some scripting over summer, come back in and go through it again as a staff before we start. And that's why you put the time into that, because, you know, you have to get it done in those padded practices because there's, you know, frankly, there's half as many as you used to have in the old days. So you have to hit the target there. And preseason games is a moving target. I mean, you got to be honest. I mean, it's, you know, the healthier football team factors in how you play guys. So, you know, we put a ton of time and energy and detail into those practices.
Getting Mercedes Lewis, Jimmy Graham stole the headlines. I think Lewis is kind of an unheralded move. What is he going to add to this team?
Well, he's a blocking back, but, you know, he made a one-handed catch on the sidelines, too, the other night, and family night. And he's a veteran, and I think he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He doesn't understand why, just as the Jaguars got good, that he didn't get brought back. But we were talking to him about how he's fitting into the offense, and he brought up what was it like to work with Rodgers by himself. Nobody asked him. This is what he said about working with Aaron Rodgers.
He's on a different, like, planet by himself, you know, and I think the most underrated thing about him is his attitude and his effort. I think, you know, every day when you wake up in the morning, your attitude and your effort is the two most things that you can control, right? And that's part of your process, and you own that. And I feel like he does a great job of that. And he's just a good dude in general, so you want to be on his good side.
Mike Clemens, covering training camp from Green Bay, reports all day long here on The Fan. Mike, before we let you go, you have to be the tiebreaker. We're putting together our roster. Aaron Nagler says no, and Michael Cohen has said yes. The guys we talked to when it comes to Devon House, if he'll make the team. How is he looking, and will he be on the 53?
Really? Nagler said Devon House would get cut?
Says he's looked terrible.
Well, I don't know. I thought some of the snaps that they had in the game the other night, he's okay. I've seen him make some coverages. He's a little bit slower, but he's experienced. Here's the problem, though. You know, Kevin King, they want him to be the starter, but he's not got another injured shoulder. And that really raises questions because of the other shoulder last year popped out a dozen times during the season, and he had to have surgery in the offseason. So that makes him a question mark. Josh Jackson has really flashed now in the last 2 weeks. He really came on family night. I thought he had a pretty good night against the Titans. And also, he's also already got looks like they're going to run him as the gunner on the kickoff team. And I talked to Ron Zook, and he liked what he saw there. So, you know, when you start making first-team special teams and you're a rookie or, one of these undrafted players, that's a really good sign. But I still think that they for right now, where they're at, health, et cetera, I think House has still got to be there in the mix. Jair Alexander, the number one pick, is an outstanding player who's all over the field and quick and really smart, really coordinated and gifted, talented and gifted, and a big personality. He's been dealing with a groin injury, but I honestly thought he was going to be in the star, that he would be a better guy in nickel or dime packages playing the nickel, you know, usually over the slot guy. So I just think that that's the way it would line up. I would think that would be Devon would be right behind Kevin King if he's healthy as the number two corner on that side.
Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, and we'll look forward to more of your reports, bud.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.